as I am changing. Every single move you're making since I've analyzed predictions far beyond the comprehension. I've been tortured with the writhing thoughts that stop a star from shining. Kill me now before I'm sober, so I die before it's over.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men in Tights podcast. Today, we are talking about Crown Jewel live from Saudi Arabia this Saturday on WWE Network Worldwide, WWE on Peacock here in the United States. Got a pretty stacked card, and let's get right to it. We have on the kickoff show that was announced this week on Raw, Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh. This is going to be an extraordinary match, I'm sure. Well, I won't say extraordinary, but it'll definitely be a very good, entertaining match. Of course, this is continuing the story that has been building up over the last few months with Judgment Day versus, well, no longer with KO, because KO's on SmackDown now, but with Sami Zayn and with Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso now. And that story that's been building up, which I believe is going to be continuing all the way to Survivor Series for and War Games, which would be, which as of right now I'm predicting it's going to be Finn, Dom, Damian, Jimmy, and Solo versus Cody, Jay, Sammy, maybe KO, and John Cena. We shall see about that, though. But that's just my prediction as of right now. But anyways, back to Crown Jewel, Sami Zayn, and JD McDonagh. This is going to be a very good match for sure. Both are great athletes. I'm a fan of both men, have been for many, many years. And this, of course, is the result of what happened this past week on Raw. I mean, and full disclosure, as I have in the last few pay-per-view predictions or PLE predictions that I have, because of my work schedule, I have not been able to keep up with the live showing of Monday Night Raw, so I'm not 100% up to date with what's going on in the storylines. I'm just kind of getting the beats here and there and the little highlights here and there through social media, through other people that I've chatted with about what's going on the show. So what I'm going to say on this episode doesn't really reflect the events specific to what's been happening on Raw. Now with SmackDown, since I've been better to keep up on SmackDown, I'll be able to talk to that to more detail. But anyways, I'm as of right now, especially with the way I'm thinking that they're going to build up towards Survivor Series, I'm thinking up and down we're going to see Judgment Day winning the entire show is how I'm looking at it. I'm just, you know, which, you know, kind of already, because you know what I think about the other matches that are going to be happening. But I'm predicting that JD McDonagh is going to win this. Whether or not he's going to win it cleanly, I don't know. Maybe we'll get some involvement from Priest or Dom. But I'm predicting that McDonagh is going to come out on top on the kickoff show matchup. Which, continuing talking about Judgment Day, leads us also to, on the main show, Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest, which will be another one that's going to be a very, very good match. And helping to build that story and planting the seeds more and more with Judgment Day and Cody and the rest of the Raw and SmackDown roster, because Judgment Day runs WWE, remember? But again, as I said, I feel like Judgment Day is going to be the winner, the ultimate winner on the entire show for Crown Jewel. So I'm going to see that Damian Priest wins this one. This one, I feel more certain, is going to have a screwy finish with some interference, whether it's by Finn or by Dom or by Rhea or maybe all three of them. And then bringing us to the Fatal 5-Way Women's World Championship match. Rhea defending against Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Raquel Rodriguez. This will be a fun match for sure. And it's going to be interesting to see how this story plays out. Because as of right now, we don't know where they're going, what their plans are with the World Championship going, with Rhea Ripley going into WrestleMania especially. Because we know she's going to be the highlight of Elimination Chamber from Australia, as I've said in my last video. When I was talking about my book fantasy booking for WrestleMania 40, that I predict that she's gonna have match with Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. That's my prediction. I don't know if that's the plan. If I was booking, that would be my plan. That would be the best match to showcase for Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 40, a milestone WrestleMania. Now this one's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a kind of a spot fest match, as would be expected with most multi-person matches. There's going to be a moment with Raquel doing something to Nia Jax, lifting her up and having the big, you know, oh my god, and, you know, can't believe she picked her up and blah 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 kind of match. And then they're gonna have the face off with her and pretty much everybody. And then Rhea's gonna come out on top with a sneaky win, is my prediction. What kind of sneaky win? I don't know. Maybe she'll just swoop right in there after Raquel does the Tahana bomb to Nia Jax or to somebody, knock her out of the ring, sneak in the 1-2-3. And then we have some of the other matches on here, kind of continuing with Judgment, the storylines building with Judgment Day and the Bloodline. We have John Cena taking on Solo Sikoa, and that's going to be a fun one. And I'm going to go ahead and just say that I think Solo Sikoa is going to win that one as well. And because we know since the strike, SAG-AFTRA strike is still going strong right now, and there's no sign of it ending anytime soon, we're going to see John Cena stick around for a little bit longer, at least to Survivor Series, maybe to the rest of the year, maybe all the way to WrestleMania. We don't know, because we don't know how long that strike is going to go. So we're going to enjoy John Cena while we have him, pretty much. And this one is another one that I for sure see some interference going down. Jimmy is going to get involved. And then maybe Jay might come out, try to even the odds. And which will again lead into the War Games match with Team Cody versus Judgment Day Bloodline. And which, of course, that's going to also be continuing the storyline between Jimmy and Jay. And then Cody and the Bloodline with him going into WrestleMania to face Roman Reigns for the second time for the Universal title. And then we also have for the WWE Women's Championship, Io defending against Bianca Belair in a rematch. It would be a rematch because they had the match at a Backlash earlier in the year, which was that one was a great match. And this one's going to be for sure another great match. And since I'm really hoping with the way they've been building it up, I'm thinking that Io's going to keep the championship a little bit longer, and I'm hoping that she will. Because again, my fantasy booking episode for WrestleMania, that if you've checked that one out already, and if you haven't, please do so. My fantasy booking would be Io in a triple threat match with Asuka and Kairi Sane for the Women's Championship. And I don't think they're going to go that route. I'm thinking they're probably going to go more the predictable route of her fighting Bayley at WrestleMania. But with that said, they're going to showcase these two women the best that they possibly can, because under Triple H, the women have been shining better than ever, in my opinion. And, you know, Bianca's going to look strong, Io's going to look strong, and I'm predicting and I'm hoping that Io will come out on top, whether it'll be from interference by Bayley and Dakota Kai, or she'll get a solid win on her own. I'm satisfied either way, because I want Io to continue this reign. She's been a great women's champion so far, and I'm just loving that the spotlight has been on these women as strongly as it has been, especially for the past 2 years under Triple H's creative. And I see that continuing even more going forward. So I'm predicting Io Sky to come out on top in her women's championship defense. And then the next championship defense that we have here is United States champion Rey Mysterio defending against Logan Paul. This one is going to be a highlight match for sure. Could potentially be match of the night, you know, because as I've said before, Logan Paul, whatever you feel about him as a human being, his YouTube, his podcast, whatever, WWE signing him to a talent deal is one of the best decisions they've ever made, because for celebrities coming into wrestling, he is without a doubt, in my opinion at least, the best celebrity wrestler that we have ever seen. And he has had a banger after banger, basically. His tag match at WrestleMania last year, his match against Roman, his match against Miz, his match against Seth, match against Ricochet, the spots that he's had in the Rumble and Money in the Bank. He has been delivering every single time, and it's hard to argue that he deserves to be there, because he is one talented dude, and it makes you wonder, like, did he miss his calling getting into wrestling? Because if he had gotten into this much sooner, who knows how far he would have gone. But his celebrity status has helped a lot with getting the exposure, with him being involved in WWE and putting more spotlight, more eyes on the product, which from a business standpoint, that's the best thing you could want from celebrity involvement. And he is definitely providing that. And as I've also mentioned on a couple other episodes, that with the Rey Mysterio matches on a lot of the PLEs this year have had sponsorships attached to it. So Rey versus Logan on a primetime spot, on a premium spot for the championship, that'll probably have a good sponsorship attached to that, which will just be great business all around, of course. But I am going to predict that Logan Paul is going to come out on top in this match. And a lot of fans are going to be angry about that. But you know what? I'm okay with that, honestly. I really am. Because, again, Logan Paul has proven to be legit in the ring. No doubt about it. He is one of the best to ever be in the ring in WWE. Especially from a celebrity standpoint. Like I said, the best celebrity turned wrestler that we've ever seen. Much better than Tyson wrestling, much better than Mr. T, much better than Mayweather and any other celebrity that's come up before him. Maybe the argument of Muhammad Ali, because he had the what is credited by some as the first MMA match when he had his fight with Antonio Inoki back in the 70s. But yeah, as of my subjective opinion, Logan Paul is the best celebrity wrestler in history, and he is going to win the United States Championship. How long he'll keep that championship, we shall see. And now we move on to two of the main event matches, which one of them, pretty sure which one is going to be the one to close it, but first we're going to go with the World Heavyweight Championship, Drew McIntyre versus champion Seth freaking Rollins. This one's going to be another banger of a match for sure, especially with Drew playing the heel role right now, and I'm really enjoying him playing the heel. He does a very good job as a heel. He's been a solid babyface over the last few years, especially since 2020 when he won the Rumble and then won the WWE Championship. He's been a solid babyface for these last almost 4 years now. But I'm enjoying him leaning more into that heel attitude and persona. So, but as I've again mentioned in my fantasy booking episode, I see Seth Rollins retaining and keeping it at least all the way to WrestleMania. Especially with some of the rumors and speculation going on about, because he's going to be at the SmackDown before Survivor Series in Chicago. And people are speculating that it's going to be like he issues an open challenge, and maybe that's when we're going to finally get CM Punk returning. Who knows how that's going to go, but we shall see. Survivor Series comes up in about 3 or 4 weeks, so that's going to be an exciting time, and definitely I'm going to be having my predictions for that one as well. And but yeah, this one's going to be a fun match, a lot of fun spots. It's going to be a hard-hitting fight, and I know a lot of fans would want Drew McIntyre to win. I would want Drew McIntyre to win as well, because he deserves a good, solid championship run in front of people. But I'm predicting Seth Rollins to retain his championship and hold it all the way, again, at least to WrestleMania. Maybe he might lose it between then and now. I don't know. But I'm predicting he's going to retain, and then bringing us to what is definitely going to be the main event of the show. The Universal Championship champion Roman Reigns defending against LA Knight. And this one's going to tell a great story for sure. Because, as I've said, you can have all the great athletics as you want, but you got to tell a story to go along with it. Because otherwise, you're just doing Cirque du Soleil stunts for the hell of it. And while as entertaining as that can be, you got to tell a story. You got to give me a reason to care. But yeah. And the way they've been building this up, with little by little building up LA Knight, giving him the rub with John Cena, the match that they had at Payback. Was it at Payback? Wait, it was Payback. And then, sorry, Fastlane, yeah. With Cena teaming up with LA Knight against Jimmy and Solo, and continuing that Bloodline storyline with that. And I'm obviously Roman Reigns is going to retain, that is no doubt about it, but they're going to really do good on the drama. They're going to build up the drama, they're going to tell a great story, they're going to have you on the edge of your seats. They're going to have those moments that are going to make you think that LA Knight is going to win the championship, and then just they're going to snatch it away right from the jaws of victory right from his hands, right at that last little second, just like they did at WrestleMania with Cody. He's right there, right about to get that hitting with the three consecutive crossroads, just as he's about to get it. Samoan Spike and Roman Reigns won. Probably going to get something similar in this match as well, which, again, it's going to piss off some fans, but I'm okay with it because it's helping to tell the story, because it's long-term storytelling, and I love long-term storytelling. Anyone who knows me knows that I love good, lengthy, long-term storytelling that is trauma-filled and is consistent. And, you know, if you play the MyGM on the 2K22 or 2K23, and you got the drama curve that you got going on, this is going to be that high end of the drama curve, really. But it's still going to be a phenomenal match. Whether or not Roman wins clean, we'll see. Probably won't be. He'll probably get Solo involved, get Jimmy involved. Maybe Jay might show up to try to help even the odds again. You know, again, tip, that's the scale on the side of what would be Team Cody versus Team Judgment Day Bloodline, or would it be Judgment Line or Blood Day? I don't know. Yes, that's what I'm predicting. Running down the card again, JD McDonagh to defeat Sami Zayn, Damian Priest to defeat Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley to retain her women's championship, Io Sky to retain her women's championship, Solo Sikoa to go over on Cena, Logan Paul to go over and win the championship for Rey Mysterio, Seth Rollins to retain against Drew, and then Roman to retain against LA Knight. Whether or not I'll be accurate on my predictions, I don't know. That's the fun of it. But for sure, it's going to be a phenomenal show, as every show since SummerSlam of 2022 with Triple H taking over creative has been phenomenal. Now, SummerSlam was great. Extreme Rules was great. Last year's Crown Jewel was great. Survivor Series was great. Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, Backlash, Money in the Bank, Night of Champions, Fastlane, SummerSlam, Payback, all these shows have been phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to another phenomenal show here with Crown Jewel live from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And yeah, that's going to do it for my predictions on Crown Jewel on this episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I hope you all enjoyed hearing me talk about it for the last 17-ish minutes, and if you'd like, you can join the conversation with me, either commenting on the YouTube video, share your predictions on what's going to happen on WWE Crown Jewel 2023, or you can reach out to me on Facebook. I have the link down in the description where you can reach out to me on there, or I'm on back on Instagram now. You can check that out again, Men in Tights Pod on there, or Threads. You can have the conversation with me on there, and you can follow me on TikTok. I'm not very active on TikTok right now. I'm using that more so as a promotional tool, though not to the fullest extent that I could and should. But you can follow me on TikTok, you can Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. All three of them are at Men in Tights Pod. You can also, if you'd like to read some of my little blogs that I got regarding The Last of Us and some of the other stuff I've posted, check out the Men in Tights blog. That link is in the description as well. And if you'd like to support me, you can do so on from the Men in Tights podcast store, purchasing some of the fun designs that I have on there. Got a couple of designs that I'm working on right now that I'm going to eventually post on there. And also, don't have an official date yet for when we're going to be doing this, but me and my good friend, not sure if she wants me to say her real name on here. I'll just say Inked Up Zombie Girl is her, as she is known, or Inked Up Zombie Gamer. Her and I are going to be doing a little side podcast sometime soon. It's going to be called the Inked Up Zombie Girl and Fozitude Unfiltered Talk. And we'll be talking about pretty much anything, really. So be on the lookout for that. I'll make sure to post updates on Instagram and on Threads regarding that. Yeah. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. Again, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Podbean, wherever. Again, all the links are down there. Just click on the link tree. You'll see all the links to every little podcast platform that is out there that it covers and carries the Men in Tights podcast. And yeah, thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who do. And I hope you all, as always, are doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. Sorry, I'm stuttering and stammering right now. I'm kind of just jazzed up right now. I'm having a good week, having a great week, doing good at work. Got some fun games that I've been playing. Got The Last of Us is on my mind all the time. Yeah, Uncharted 2 got sitting up behind me. If you're watching this on YouTube or the video version on Spotify as well, I got it pulled up and paused right now behind me because Uncharted just it's probably my second favorite video game franchise right after The Last of Us. Uncharted 2 is the best of the franchise. As I also mentioned that one of my coworkers, that he encouraged me to do individual reviews for each Uncharted game. So I'm going to be doing that sometime in the future, reviewing Drake's Fortune and then the second one, Among Thieves, Drake's Deception, Thief's End, Lost Legacy. At some point, I'll do individual reviews for all of those, as well as doing a more in-depth spoiler review on Last of Us Part 2. And this has been the Mennonites Podcast. I am Julian, and I'll see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye. My skin's dying.